Randall's quote drove me nuts. But I love him too. Over the 7 years of musicals that Dana and I worked on with him, we have many, many fond memories. I remember my first year at Mount Doug when Randall came flying in the band room and started hollering at me right in front of the band. And I yelled right back. And I never knew that. And I knew then we would get along just fine. His bark was a lot worse than his bite. There's nobody quite like Randall. He was the only one I know who could say the F word and make it not sound like the F word. I always enjoyed the first time each of my pit orchestras got to experience Mr. Cloak in full form when he was trying to get the stage crew to get the effing boat off the stage. For the next scene, or trying to get the sound effects on the tape to come out at the right time. Randall often brought his two dogs, Rhodey and Yubo, to rehearsal. And I remember a few years back watching the violinist totally wrapped up in playing the music, only to look down to see Rhodey sniffing where dogs like to sniff. I had to try to peel that kid off the ceiling. And another time when Yubo took off through the pit, almost knocking over the string bass, two saxophones, and a clarinet. I yelled at the top of my lungs, "Get this dog out of the pit now!" Randall slipped up from the shadows, whispering, "Yubo, get out of there, you dumb twitch, he's gonna kill you." I had my moments too. I learned from Randall that you can yell a little at people and at dogs, and they won't hate you forever. It was very obvious to me early on that Randall loved kids. If he happened to tear a strip off a kid, as he did on occasion, Dana and I would more often than not find him sitting somewhere by himself, more upset than the kid that he yelled at. Randall wanted everything to be good for them and to have everything work out for them. Randall never called Dana by her first name. It was always, "Hank, come here. Go find Hank. Hank, where the hell are you?" And he always called me Sandy King. And I would say, "Randall, Sandy will do just fine." And he'd say, "Okay, Sandy King." I don't know what we're going to do about handling the electronic sound equipment in the school. If we accidentally blow up the place before June, we humbly apologize. And I could hear Randall say, "Oh, cool, maybe then they'll build us a theater." One of my most recent memories is during our run of Annie Get Your Gun. Before the show starts, I stand in the blackened hallway at Spectrum with a small white light at one end and wait for the door girl to come and open the door so I can go start to conduct. On one of the last nights, Randall walked by me down the hall, obviously lost in thought. His dog Rhodey at his side and his baseball cap on. And I looked down the hall at his silhouette with his bold legs and that saunter he had and thought, "God, I wish I had a camera. That's Randall right there." And I also wondered how many more musicals we were going to get to do together. I would like to thank Terry Cloak from the bottom of my heart for welcoming me in on Sunday to spend time with Randall on his last day. Randall was such a presence. He made me smile by sometimes just being in the room. He touched my heart, and I will miss him.